unit here today and be with us today. And it's certainly good to have Brother MacArthur Cooper, my good friend, and certainly glad to have Brother Edwards and his wife, their wife, with us on today. Certainly good to have my wife with us today. She lost her mother this little week ago. We just getting past that, but she's here with us just the same. Certainly we appreciate her. We've been married almost 40 years come this June. Almost there. But all right. I know somebody said, he don't look 40 years old. Somebody else saying, yes, he does. It's good to have our oldest daughter with us as well. And I'm not going to tear. He told me I can act like I'm at home. So if I embarrass y'all, how am I acting when I'm at home? Y'all just say amen, we'll go ahead on. All right. Certainly thank you for the song that been led to our reading. And certainly thank you for the scripture reading and for the prayer that we heard on this day. 1 Kings chapter 14. Verse number 7. 1 Kings chapter 14. Verse number 7. Here again, I'd ask that you repeat these verses after me. Go tell Jeroboam. Thus said the Lord God of Israel. For as much as I exalted thee from among the people, and made thee prince over my people Israel, and rent the kingdom away from the house of David, and gave it thee. And yet thou hast not been as my servant David, who kept my commandments, and who followed me with all his heart, to do that only which was right in mine eyes, but hast done evil above all that were before thee. For thou hast gone and made thee other gods, and molded images, to provoke me to anger, and has cast me behind thy back. Therefore, behold, I will bring evil upon the house of Jeroboam, and will cut off from Jeroboam him that pisses against the wall, and him that is shut up and left in Israel. And will take away the remnant of the house of Jeroboam. As a man taketh away dung, till it be all gone. We want to use for a subject for a little while, but Ranch. Don't bite the hand that feeds you. Don't bite the hand that feeds you. In this text today, the Lord chastises Jeroboam about the great blessing he had laid upon him and making him king over Israel, exalting him above all of the people, from among his fellow Israelites, to be prince over God's chosen Israel, and taking a kingdom from the house of David to confer or to give it to him. Listen today. Whether we keep account of God's blessings, or we keep account of God's mercies to us, or we don't keep them at all, remember God keeps record of what he does on our behalf. And if we are negligent and become ungrateful to God, God reminds us who God is. If he did, that would bring about a confusion if you will. So else he gives and he never reprimands. Don't bring any confusion among children who we bless or who we give blessings to because they've done well, but then don't do nothing when they do what is wrong. Is that all right? Because if they can do wrong and get away with it. And so it is today in today's lesson. Jeroboam thought he could do wrong and get away with it. Y'all gonna help me today? You see, when we turn our backs on God and are going about to do our own thing, live on to our own self, God can and God will reprimand us, if you will. Y'all got time? Haggai chapter 1 and verse number 1. I heard somebody say we got time. Haggai chapter 1, verse number 1. The Bible says, in the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, in the first month of the month, in the first day of the month, came word of the law by Haggai unto Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Josedek, a high priest, saying, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, this people say, the time is not come, the time of the that the Lord's house should be built. Then the Bible says, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed house, and his house, God's house, lie waste? Now therefore, thus say the Lord of hosts, consider your way. Am I right, Ye have so much and bring in little. Ye eat, but they have not enough. You drink, but you're not filled with drink. You clothe ye, but there is none warm. And he that earned his wages, you put it in a bag with hold. Thus said the Lord of hosts, consider your way. You don't care about my house. I'm certainly not going to care a thing about you. Yeah, you have time to seal up your own house, but you ain't got time to seal up mine. It's time, the time has come to rebuild the temple. It cannot be time to build your own selves comfortable houses. But you are rebuilding your houses. Why then don't you rebuild the house of the Lord? The foundation of the temple had laid some 14 years before, and some considerable workings had been done therefore. But nothing had been done to it since back then. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am, you make money. You go ahead and put it in a bag. It's going to have some holes in it. Am I right about it? Yeah, that's even with us today. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am, we make money. Then we wonder later on in the week what happened to the money that I made. In one hand and out of the earth. Can't make enough. And when I make it, I can't hold on to it. But has God put holes in your bag? Consider your way. Y'all got that? In our text, he charges Jeroboam with his impiety and apostasy, and his adultery, in particular. He says to Jeroboam, thou hast done evil above all that were before you. All the kings, Jeroboam, you're the worst that ever had the kingship. And no man did what you've done. Saul, whom God rejected, never worshiped idols. Solomon did it, but on occasion, and especially after he got old, and never made Israel to sin. But Jeroboam went out and set up calves, as though he was under the guard of Israel, that he brought them up out of Egypt. But the Bible says these were other gods. Am I right about it? Strange gods. Because in them he worshiped God as the heathen worship their strange God. And doing this, he changed the truth of God into a lie. Y'all say amen. I got Bible for it. Romans chapter 1, verse number 25. The Bible says, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worship and serve the preacher more than the creator, who is blessed forever. worship of God, his faithful adherence to that gained him his honorable character, that he followed God, the Bible says, with all of his heart. And because of that, he was projected as an example to all those that followed his kingship. 1 Kings 15 and verse 5, the Bible says, because David did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord, and turned not aside anything that he commanded him all the days of his life, save only in the matter of Uriah the Hittite. How many of us can say in our life, out of all my life, I did but one thing wrong before God? That's why God said David was a man after his own heart. Say amen when you can. I know that David had no business looking down there at Uriah's wife. I know he had no business getting her pregnant. I know he had no business getting Uriah killed. But God said that the only thing he did, and he repented of that. Jeroboam did not set God before him. The prophet says to Jeroboam, thou hast cast me behind your back. My law, my fear. You have cast all of that behind your back. You have neglected me. Y'all say amen. You have forgotten me and refer to strategies before my precepts. Hold on that thought, because I'm coming back after a while. Gotten on about me. And being that I should have said in a prelude, understand the situation here with Jeroboam. Jeroboam's child had gotten sick. And Jeroboam needed a blessing from the prophet of God. So Jeroboam had told his wife to disguise herself and go and see the prophet, that the child might be healed, that we might receive a blessing. But Jeroboam had forgotten that God knows everything. And when Jeroboam's wife had gotten to the prophet's house, the prophet said, come on in, Jeroboam's wife. I got some news for you. I got something to tell you that God told me before you got here. Say amen when you can. Isn't it ironic that we go out and do wrong, but then we want God to bless us? Then we can't call on God ourselves, so we call Brother Cooper and ask him to pray for us. Because we can't pray for ourselves, because we done wrong. Let me get back to where I need to be. Ahijah prophesies about the ruin of Jeroboam's house in verse 10 and verse 11. He thought by his idolatry to establish his own government. And by that he lost the kingship, but brought desolation upon his family. Although his family haven't did anything wrong. Sister Jeroboam hadn't did anything wrong, but she followed the instructions of a wrongdoing husband. Say amen when you can. I ain't gonna pause, I'm gonna move on. The universal destruction came from all the males of Jeroboam, whether they were shut up or left, married or unmarried. All will be destroyed, ending the lineage of Jeroboam. Mm-hmm. This was their shameful destruction. They shall be taken away as dung, as rubbish, as the garbage you set out in front of your house. They're going to be put out like they're nothing, a worth nothing. And Rabbi, he worshiped idols, and they called from him worshiping idols. God removed his family as a great donkey. Notable and royal family, if they are wicked, are no better in God's eye than anybody else's. It don't matter that you got money in the bank. It don't matter you got a retirement account. sort of man that doeth evil to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. But glory, but honor, and peace to every man that worketh through it to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. For there is no respect of persons with God. Say amen when you can. What about us today? What about us today? We too are God's children. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 19. But Paul said, but my God, he said, you make an ownership. God is mine. But my God shall supply all your need according to the riches in glory by Christ Jesus. The word here, supply, in this text means to make full or to feed. Therefore, if we are faithful to God, he will make us full. He will give us everything that we need. Whatever it is, all I gotta do is be faithful to God. I mean obedient faith to God. And God will supply everything that you need. Say amen. He may not give you what you want, but he'll give you what you need. You may want something else, but he'll give you what you need. You might want a Mercedes, but he might give you a Chevrolet. You might want a Mercedes, but he might give you a Chevrolet. You might want a Mercedes, but he might give you a Chevrolet. You might want a Mercedes, but he might give you a Chevrolet. You might want a Mercedes, but he might give you a Chevrolet. You might want a Mercedes, but he might give you a Chevrolet. You might want a Mercedes, but he might give you a Chevrolet. You might want a Mercedes, but he might give you a Chevrolet. You might want a Mercedes, but he might give you a Chevrolet. You might want a Mercedes, but he might give you a Chevrolet. You might want a Mercedes, but he might give you a Chevrolet. You might want a Mercedes, but he might give you a Chevrolet. You might want a Mercedes, but he might give you a Chevrolet. You might want a Mercedes, but he might give you a Chevrolet. You might want a Mercedes, but he might give you a Chevrolet. You might want a Mercedes, but he might give you a Chevrolet. You might want a Mercedes.